beyond delighted at OCTA to entice Will to come down here from Caltrans. As George said, his reputation preceded him, not just as an excellent manager. There are, frankly, I've been in the transportation business for about 25 years. There's a lot of excellent managers out there. There are very, very few people who are excellent managers and visionaries, and that's what Will is. You can see way beyond the trees and see the entire forest and the land that the forest is in, and he knows what has to be done, and he's moving us in that direction in these very difficult times. All of you are involved in a business that's challenging the best of times. At a time like this, it is extraordinarily challenging, and we are very lucky to have Will on board as CEO. In his brief tenure here, we've seen any number of very positive changes at OCTA, and we are very, very fortunate to have this leadership. So I congratulate you on this award and your many other awards. Clearly, from your resume, you had trouble holding the job, but that's okay. A lot of people have nothing to shame about.
Well, thank you, Peter and George, and thank you to the Southern California chapter of the American Public Works Association and also to the American Society of Civil Engineers. I never expected that we would have this large of a crowd, and I know it's probably for the program, but that you can have later on, but I'm very, very honored that you chose to attend today. I must say that being recognized by the American Public Works Association as one of the top 10 leaders in the country is an incredible honor for me, and I think probably because it isn't just an award, although I cherish many awards that I've received, it is an award that is given to you by your peers. And I think all of you who work in this business, and many of you in the public sector, but those in the private sector as well, clearly understand that's the best kind of recognition that you can receive. And to receive an award from the American Public Works Association, an organization that is so dedicated to mentoring and developing new people in the engineering and public works professions, that is an even additional honor on top of that. It's something that I've subscribed to all my life. I think the best thing we can do as managers and as leaders in the public works field is to mentor and develop the people that work for us, to inspire them, to lead them by example, and to motivate them to greater achievements. And so when I hear comments about my former employees at Caltrans or people who have worked for me in the past say, this guy was pretty good, he did a good job in terms of leading us and motivating us, and that really is the best thing that I can take out of this. So, again, I really appreciate it. Let me just answer one question that that everybody wants to know is, how do you like Orange County? Well, I didn't expect not to like Orange County. I've never lived in Southern California before, but I didn't know how much we would like it. And it's kind of like the experience of driving down the Interstate 5 from Los Angeles. When you're between that stretch of 605 and the Southern County line of Los Angeles County, it's crowded, there's six lanes of very heavy congestion, there's graffiti on the walls, there's litter all over the freeway. And then you come up over the hill and you see that sign that says Orange County, and the light shining from the heavens on the county. The roadway opens up, it's clean, it's free flow. I love Orange County. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Will, and glad to have you here in Orange County.